Hi, today is November 28th, 2021. This is Multiviews Podcast 384. I'm Todd Agassi-Ward. My good friend John Noah is falling today. We are very happy to welcome back our old friend, Jack Cook. Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Hey, how are you? Nice to talk with you guys. It's been too long.
It's been a long time, long time. I know, you know, Jack has to rush off. I don't know. He's just some kind of a sports nut or something. And what game are we gonna run off to go see in the stadium, Jack?
Well, the Patriots are playing 10 minutes away from my house, and my son is there. I have to go pick him up when the game is over.
Okay. So we'll try to let Jack go. Jack, you just tell us when you got to go and you got to go, okay? If we
yeah, that's fine. I've got plenty of time right now.
So Jack and John and I have known each other for not 20 years, but maybe 15, 16 years, Jack, something like that, maybe longer.
Oh, I think it's pretty damn close to 20 years.
Yeah.
I've been retired. Well, I was an MVP the day I retired.
Is that right? And, I didn't know that.
I've been retired now for 18 years. So. Wow. Pretty close to 20 years.
Yeah.
So I still remember the first summit I went to, and I met you guys at the summit. That's what, for those people that are listening, one of the greatest pleasures of my life is being a participant in forums. And then, for whatever reason, Microsoft recognized me as being an expert in mobile devices.
Yep.
And invited me into the program. And I have to tell you, without question, one of the greatest pleasures in my life was becoming an MVP, not just because of I was an MVP, but because I met people all over the world that I'm still friends with. I talk to people all the time that I met through the MVP program. And it's just, you know, it's the greatest pleasure. John always laughs at me because he thinks I steal his jokes.
Well, I got it. Anyone's allowed to use my bad jokes. I put them out into the world for them to get used.
They are not copyrighted.
John just used one. My son's first name is Frank. And John just posted one that, which I shared with my son. In order for me to be frank with you, I'll have to change my name or something. Yeah.
I saw that one.
Yeah, it's funny. I plan these things out months in advance. So I'll go on a little, you know, one afternoon I'll just start finding them, and I have a spreadsheet. And I think that was one of the ones that when I planned it out in the summer, I thought, oh, this one's pretty funny. Sometimes I will be amused on Saturday mornings when I pull the joke out of the spreadsheet to put it on Facebook and Twitter. But the problem is sometimes people will give me a joke and say, you should use this. I'll go, yeah, I'll use that. And I'll give you a shout out, or I'll tell you when it's going to run. And by the way, it's not going to run until April or May or whatever, you know, whenever I next have an opening.
Oh, sure.
Well, I got to tell you, Jack, you know, I think John and I can't agree with you more about your comments about the MVP program and, more importantly, the people in the MVP program, both MVPs and the nice Microsoft folks we met along the way. And, you know, in fact, that's why this year, 2021, John and I have been reaching out to not just old friends like you, have been, you know, pretty regular guests on our podcast, but also folks that we haven't talked to in a decade or more. Last week, we spoke with Craig Peacock, who is an old friend, but for whatever reason, we haven't spoken, not because we don't like each other, but we just haven't, you know, chatted online since 2011, probably 10 years. And wow. Elio DeMont and Arnie Hess, and you're just lots and lots and lots of old friends that we haven't spoken to. We reached out to this year during the pandemic, and boy, I'm so glad we did, because it's been a lot of fun reconnecting with people. And with you, it hasn't been 10 years, thankfully, but it is good to reconnect with you. I think it's been over a year since we last spoke. I think it may be over a year. Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Hey, John, just remember I told you your screen changed and you had a big picture? Right now, it just changed back now to a small landscape picture.
I'm not sure. That might be your Teams client or Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might be the way Teams is focusing on you know, people as they speak.
That could be.
Yeah. So Teams is pretty smart about, you know, that kind of stuff. So,
I don't know. It seems to think I'm not very important sometimes. I wanted to, you know, I should be big and prominent on everyone's screen at all times.
There you are. You're back now. You're back full screen. That's funny. Good luck. So tell me, Todd, are you running Windows 11?
I am not. I have nothing that can run Windows 11.
Well, you know, I have three machines.
Yeah.
One I was able to get the upgrade.
Yeah.
Which was good. The other one was my Samsung Slate that I bought about 11 years ago.
I remember. You bought it from Microsoft Store in Bellevue, right? If I remember correctly.
That's right. That's right. I bought it the day before Steve Ballmer came out to give the speech, and he says, and he's holding it up in the air saying, yeah, look at this great device. And everybody, all the MVPs say, yeah, Jack has one too.
Yeah. You should have run up there and got it autographed, you know?
I should have. But anyways, I now have 11 running on my Surface Pro 4, and I have 11 running on my Samsung Slate. And the reason is that some smart guy figured out a hack to trick the machines to thinking they were installing Windows 10. But it's all Windows 11, and I have to tell you, I haven't found anything that it doesn't run well with so far.
Interesting.
Because I use those machines ever so lightly. I don't not as heavy as my Surface Book 2, but everything I've done on Windows 11 is running.
Well, you know, my compatibility issue may lie in the processors I use. So I have two 2019 devices, a desktop and a notebook. One is a Dell and one is an HP, so, you know, not a no-name brand. But they both are on AMDs, Ryzens. So I think that might be the issue for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you that this programming friend of mine who told me about this, and sent me the link and how to get it, or he sent it to me. I forget how I got it, but he says, install it. It works on every machine he has. He has six machines running. One of the machines is old, as old as the sun, and it runs, So it's I understand, you know, Microsoft is being careful, but, you know, on older machines. But so far, it's been really, really good.
You know, speaking about old things, and I'm not pointing at you, Jack, because I got gray hair too. So as John knows, last week I paid my $12 and I registered geezerviews.com since I'm looking forward to my retirement sometime next year. And I'm not saying you're a geezer, Jack, but you and I have seen a whole bunch of years over, you know. And well, if you ever got time, you know, please please consider contributing some of your views to Geezer Views. But at any rate,
I think the first episode is in 390 days, 5 hours, 30 minutes, and 6
there you
seconds.
Go. There
That's
you go.
That's when Todd retires.
I register site geezerviews.com.
Okay. So, all right. I'll have to try that.
I haven't put anything on it yet. I just registered the name, so, you know, nobody would steal it from me. But anyway, so Jack and John and I were, you know, Windows. What were we? Were we Windows CE? No, I think you guys were Windows Mobile MVPs. I think that was Windows CE. Yeah, Windows Mobile MVPs, and there were a couple of us are Windows CE MVPs. Believe it or not. Before the branding change. And Jack was also Windows Phone MVP, at which point many of us are dropped, but Jack being so valuable, you know, he's the most valuable. He's the MMVP. So Jack and who was it? Jack and Johan and a couple of you, right, were retained as your
Don
award
Sorcinelli
status.
And,
Don,
and,
yes.
Oh, yeah. The and Steve Hughes. And,
yeah.
Yup.
About five or six of you, not very many. And so you guys continued on until Windows Phone disappeared.
Died.
I think.
Yeah. And that's when I stopped doing my contributions into the forums, pretty much.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's I miss it. I can only sit for a while because my leg gets numb, so I have to walk around. Yeah. But you know, just as an aside, speaking of geezers, who I never, never in my wildest imagination would have said years ago that I would hit my 3/4 century mark, yeah. And I did that last month. I turned 3/4 of a century old. That's just unbelievable.
I know what you mean, right? Especially when you're young, you're thinking, man, I'll never live that long. And then all of a sudden, there you are.
Yeah.
If you're lucky. If you're lucky.
If I'm lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have been. So, but anyway, so we've been, you know, John, this is the 25th anniversary of Windows CE. It was launched in November 1996. And so a bunch of our, you know, our former MVP friends like yourself and Craig and, oh, I forgot who we've gotten recently, but it's been a lot of fun just kind of reminiscing. So Jack, what was your first Windows mobile device? What brought you into the fold? What got you interested?
Oh, boy. I had an iPack.
Okay.
What's the number? Oh.
I don't think it had a number. I think it was just
the first one. Yeah, it did. It was an iPack something 30. I forget.
Okay.
I went through probably 3 renditions of the iPack. Then I had, what's that? I can't even think of it. What was the device that had a keyboard at the bottom?
Keyboard. You mean a smartphone with a keyboard at the bottom? Or
Yeah.
Oh, there are a bunch of them, actually.
Oh, gosh, I can't
remember the names either, Jack.
Yeah, this is age.
John, yeah. You're the youngest one here. Can you remember?
Well, I mean, I always have the one that I talk about, which was the HTC Universal. That came out in 2005.
Yeah, there was a small one, though, I think. Yeah, non-touch
screen. Prior to that, we had the thumb keyboards.
Yeah, yeah,
so there was, you know, a number of devices that had those. I think that was pretty much about it. The thumb keyboards existed on the iPac 6315 and a few others in the early 2000s. And then 2005 is when the HTC Universal or iMate Jazz Jar, whatever you want to call it, that was the one that had the first, I think, good keyboard built in.
Well, yeah. You know, I remember a smartphone, a Windows mobile smartphone that didn't have a touchscreen. Is that one you're thinking of, Jack? Didn't have a touchscreen, had a nice thumb keyboard. Might have been an HTC.
It was really nice.
I probably still have it.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, I get rid of almost all of them. I looked at my drawer. Yeah. I still have probably 10 Windows Phone devices.
Same.
I keep one. I'll show you. I keep one up. Charged on my, it's pretty sad. It still works. This device, I can't even think of the name of this particular device, but it had the best camera at the time.
Probably Lumia. Probably Nokia Lumia.
I don't remember which one this is. But I still keep it, and occasionally I pick it up and I play, you know, with it. But it's still getting all my emails. It's crazy.
That is. And what was your last Windows phone? I guess which was probably a Lumia or something, huh?
Yeah, this one right here is the last one that I used. Yeah. When I went from here to Android, I made that jump. I retired this and I went on T-Mobile.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty happy with them. And I use the, I don't even know where the phone is. It's downstairs. That's the problem now. I don't carry it with me all the time. I should. But I have the Samsung.
Galaxy something.
Yeah, it's a Galaxy. I forget what
it is. Yeah, I don't know the Samsung models.
It's time to upgrade, but I just... Too cheap it still works.
As long as it works and you can get fairly recent updates.
But anyway,
what are you doing in technology these days, Jack? I know you've had other interests now, but you're still playing with Windows. From basically what you're telling us, you upgraded everything Windows 11, which John and I have not done. I don't think John has. I haven't, mostly because I can't. But
I'll have to set. I'll have to see if I can find this link, because what I ended up downloading it. Maybe I can put it up on Box.
Yeah, I'm not real, you know. I'm not real thrilled about going to Windows 11. You know, it's like Windows 10 is perfect.
It is perfect, and it works well. But I'll tell you, if you have a spare device,
just to play with,
it's worth trying. For me, the learning curve initially was, I was really disappointed, and I made a lot of complaints, but
because of the new menu structure,
I slowly have been able to grasp it and figure out things to have it do what I want to do. And I'm pretty happy. The only problem is, I think sometimes Microsoft, because everybody changes the team that they work on, so when all of a sudden there's a new group of people, and someone comes up with an idea that someone else already had, and they say, oh, this would be a good thing to have. Well, yeah, it was back then too, but people changed it. Sometimes I think they make change just for the sake of making change.
Well, and part of it too is just what you said. As longtime MVPs, I mean, you're MVP longer than I was. As longtime MVPs, we just saw product teams come and go, because at Microsoft they change jobs every 24 to 30 months or so, it seemed.
That's absolutely correct.
We'd come back in 2 years and be a whole group of new faces, you know, and says, they'd be all excited and go, there's a team that tried that about 5 years ago.
What are you guys doing now? John, you're retired now.
John? Oh, no.
No. I'm living the tenured professor life, which is nice, but I'm still working.
As I said, John, you're retired now.
I wish. I end up taking on more and more random weird things as I don't have to worry as much about certain things. But, I'm just teaching and trying to stay sane, enjoying the fact that I have 3 days of classes left before finals start this week. So.
Wow.
Wait, finals start this year?
We're doing a weird split this year where we start finals on Thursday and Friday of this week and then finish them on Monday and Tuesday of next week.
I guess so, because next week is December already. Is that right? Or is this week December already?
Well, this week, Wednesday.
Wow.
So
that makes sense.
I'm still a long way officially from retirement, although I've been tracking Todd's because he's so excited, and I figure someone needs to be able to instantly say it around here.
Todd, when will you retire?
I'm planning to retire sometime in 2022.
Okay.
Yeah. I was thinking about near the end of 2022, but every day I get more annoyed. I think, maybe I'll push it up a little.
what made me make my final decision was... all of a sudden, it didn't make any difference when I retired. I wasn't going to make any more money,
right?
Or the small raises I would get,
right?
It was negligible. And the truth of the matter is that if I look at all that money that I've accumulated, I don't spend it all. So I'm saving money every month.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, which is good. And of course, it's you don't do as much the older you get.
So true.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't care if I travel to Maui or not. Actually, I'd like to do that once.
You should. Before the Omicron virus.
I don't even want to get started on that. I mean, everyone has a right to make a decision, but when you make a decision that can affect my life, I have a problem.
There you go. Hey, before I forget, so Jack, if I recall correctly, before you retired, were you a school principal? Is memory serve me correct?
The last 10 years of my career, I spent it in administration. So I was a dean of students, like a vice principal, and then a principal. And it was I'm glad I didn't do it earlier, because teaching mathematics, there's nothing better than that. And I love the classroom. I like teaching the accelerated, and I thoroughly enjoy teaching the low level. I always insisted if I'm going to get an accelerated, then I want a low level. And interestingly enough, I have a large number of former students that were top level and low level that are friends of me on Facebook, and I get to see how they're doing and how they made out. It's just amazing. It really is. Yeah. Thoroughly enjoyable.
Yeah.
But anyways, you know.
So Windows Mobile, you know, for John and me and a bunch of our friends that we've been talking to over the last couple of months to observe this 25th anniversary, was really a groundbreaking platform, you know. And how did you discover it? What drew you to it? Because, you didn't use Windows CE, the handheld PCs. You went straight to the either the palm-sized PC or Windows Phone. Is that correct?
It was before Windows Phone.
Okay.
It was just a
the iPad, yeah, the pocket PC.
You know, you could handle everything that you were doing. And then I had a lot of questions, and I used to meet this this one guy that could answer him, Sven. And that's how we actually became friends. And then all of a sudden, I started researching more and coming up with answers. And I used to look for people that asked for questions, and nobody replied. And my objective was, if someone's asked the question, then I'm going to research and find the answer. And that's how Microsoft found out who I was, I guess. Because I kept answering those questions.
And this was on their old forum, their web forum or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. And then a month or so after I became an MVP, the Microsoft team, the Windows Phone team, was just coming out, and they reached out to my MVP lead. Do you have anybody that could help us set up a forum? And they said, yeah, we have the right guy for you. He just retired. So they called me and they said, listen, we need a favor. Can you help us set this up? Excuse me. And I said, yeah. How long do you need me for? 30 days, maybe 60.
Yeah.
5.5 years later, they said, you're done. You finished it all. You did more than what we wanted. We had a very successful forum. And it's still running today. Different people, but it's just amazing how people come together helping other people.
And
for people listening to this, that's what you want to do. You know, get involved, find something that you like, become knowledgeable in it, research answers, and then help somebody. It gives you, at least it would always give me a great pleasure when you'd answer a question for somebody and they'd come back and say, I can't thank you enough.
You know, I think that's one of the reasons we all got along so well is, you know, because we all had a similar mindset or philosophy of wanting to contribute back to what we had learned, you know, based on what we learned. And nobody was paying us. I don't think anybody knew what an MVP was when they became an MVP. It's different today. It's probably more, you know, more structured and well-known. But back then, nobody knew how you were nominated. I still don't know how people are nominated to be an MVP. You can't apply for it. You know, it's not there's no form you can, I don't know about now, but there's no form you can, you know, submit to apply to be MVP. You just said one day you get an email saying, hey, you know, you're an MVP in this discipline. You go, oh, okay, thanks. What is it?
The camaraderie. I comment back and forth with Yap a lot in Johan and Don and a whole bunch of guys. But it's just the friendships that you develop, And the fact that we had the opportunity to meet each other once a year, you know, it was just, it's just a wonderful experience. So I would encourage any of our listeners, you know, get involved. If you're not involved, get involved. Just, you know, you don't need to spend a lot of time, an hour a week. You can help somebody, and you'll be amazed at how you'll progress, especially any young kids out there that are listening to the old geezers talk.
Yeah, this our, that's our upcoming podcast, Geezer Views. And so. But no, I'm actually looking forward to Geezer Views, you know, because I listen to people, then, you know, they're, you know, geezers, like, you know, chronologically challenged people like myself. And, you know, they're having problems with technology and other things. I go, you know, this is all solvable. And so I thought, yeah, there's a place for Geezer Views.
Yes, this is true. This is true. So now, John, what any new devices sitting on your desk?
You know, the stuff that's looking at me right now is an iPhone 13 Pro. And then I've been getting into, you know, I still have things like Raspberry Pis sitting around here that I play with. I have three or four Raspberry Pis 4 that I don't know what I'm ever going to do with other than just take them out and try neat experiments with them. The thing that I really want to get back into more of that I'm hoping to do more in the next few months is getting some mobile device programming done. I, you know, have had a few ideas for apps, and I every so often fire up Xcode or Android Development Studio and just play around with that. And, you know, try to keep some of those skills sharp. But really, my devices are very boring in terms of what I play with these days. It's mostly iOS and macOS, but then the programming stuff is what captures my passion. So, you know, like I said, I just got two Windows virtual machines or virtual servers on Black Friday. Lowendbox.com always has a number of great deals. I was able to pick up a couple of those for under $100 a year. So you figure that comes out very affordable to just have a virtual machine to connect to and run, that's, you know, whatever you want to and play around with it. I've been doing that with Linux virtual machines for years, but this year the Windows ones have really also started to come down in price. So I figure why not have a couple of those sitting in the cloud that I can power up and play with.
Yes.
But, you know, that's kind of what I've been up to. I'm still always been more the automation software, try to make things happen that are beyond the limit of what the designers wanted them to do.
What I like particularly with the Android programs, and probably any mobile program, is how clean the software is. You know, what it can do, the power that these little devices operate at, and what they can do to, that's the equivalent of running a big machine.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. It really is. My device is a Samsung Note 9. And I've really enjoyed it. It's my wife has a better phone than I do. But you know, it still runs and it does everything perfectly. Every night I'm sitting downstairs watching TV. Or purporting to watch TV while I'm playing with the device. Oh, God. Well, all right, guys, listen, they're halfway through the game. I'm going to bid my farewell.
Hey, just Jack.
So that I can do what I need to do before I leave here.
Hey, that's Jack.
Fine. It was great to catch up.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast, Jack.
Yeah, I told you that I could probably spend 45 minutes. We're just about 40 minutes, so I get antsy, and all my knees after I sit for a while, my knee gets very stiff, so I need to walk around.
I hear you. Hey, Jack, thanks for joining us, and we'll have you back, and hope your knees feel better soon, and you know,
hopefully the next time we chat, you guys are going to see you're running Windows 11.
We'll see.
May happen. Never know.
Okay. Listen,
hey, Jack.
I'll see you. Be good, my friends.
You take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right. So that was Jack Cook, one of our mutual old time friends. It was great to reminisce with him. And You know, I had forgotten Jack was a math teacher before he became an administrator.
Yeah.
You know, I remember he told me that long, long ago, and I completely forgot that aspect of it. I just remember the principal part. But at any rate, it was so great to see him.
And Jack is the kind of guy that when you see him or hear him as talk, you think it's a person you'd want as your principal.
Yeah, yes.
Someone who could be firm, but also yes. just a great guy and motivated by all the right reasons. That's why I think yeah. he spent so long on the forums. So it's great to catch up.
Yeah, dedication. Yeah, definitely. All right. So as we speak, as I mentioned in the top of the podcast, it is November 28th, Sunday. And so tomorrow, Cyber Monday. You know, I only bought one thing on a Black Friday sale, and I bought it like on Tuesday before Black Friday. So it actually arrived, I think, on Black Friday. I got the Crucial X6 500 gigabyte SSD, USB-C SSB. So it's got a USB-C cable. $45. It's the second one I bought, so I knew what I was getting, and I'm very happy with it. So now I have a good backup for my MacBook M1 Air. Have you looked at the Cyber Monday sales? I was just looking. I did not know about Low End Box. Which I assume is for virtual machines and so forth.
Low-end box is basically if you want a VPS, not on one of the major clouds, but some of these smaller companies. I always say it's great if you don't really, not if you don't care about your data, but if you don't care about a lot of the perks. You know, you don't need to have someone else managing it for you. You don't need to worry about snapshots and replication, all that. If you're capable of doing that stuff, this is where you can get some really nice deals on some virtual private servers and sharpen your tech skills up with that. So low-end box had a number of things. I did pick up a couple of things over Black Friday, actually out of necessity, ordered a new television because my living room TV is on its last legs. It's gone into periods where it just doesn't want to turn on now. So it's kind of the basic feature I need of it is to turn on. So I think that'll be coming this week or early next. And other than that, nothing caught my eye too much other than some Christmas shopping. You know, some of my favorite websites for Christmas gifts, things like Zazzle.com for custom gifts. Those are they're having sales pretty much every day. So I'm a big believer that if you can do a customized gift, that's a nice gesture, and you can definitely find some cool stuff on sites like that these days.
Definitely. Well, I'll post a link. Well, let's see. I should be able to post it. Yeah, I'll post it today so people can refer to it on the website. So USA Today has a nice Amazon Cyber Monday deal list. Too long to go through. I mean, I've been kind of looking at it. I don't know. I had a burning need to spend a lot of money, so I don't know if there's anything I really want. But there's some very interesting stuff on there if you're looking for headsets. And let's see. Well, let's just go through they've got a top 15 best deals, which includes, just kind of a mix of stuff, everything from hair dryer to AirPods Pro, which is super low price. They've got a category for headsets. They've got a category for, accessories, like some Anker stuff. Computer stuff. Is there anything there that I like? I would say one thing, if you're going to buy a computer on Cyber Monday, take a close look at what you're buying, because some of it might be kind of old, especially if you're going to get a Chromebook, don't go get a Chromebook that's, 2 years old or something, when you can get something for $50 more that's, this year's model. So I'd give that advice. Apple Watches has its own section. Fitbits has its own section. A bunch of tablets. That there are two tablets I'm kind of looking for that I can't find. One is I think it's an Asus? Asus X2 detachable. There's two models, a detachable and a flip. And I can't find a detachable. And I'm also looking for the Asus, I think, is CM3. And the HP Chromebook X2 detachable, which also comes in flip and detachable. I can't find either of those, so. Not going to get that. Streaming devices, speakers, soundbars, video games. Console video games, can't look for it. So there's a gaming controller for an iPhone, which is kind of interesting if you're a serious gamer. They list the Oculus Quest 2 under gaming, and I think I saw it at Costco, of all places, Yeah, so you can get a VR device at Costco. I don't know if it's still there, but it was there about a week and a half ago. And of course, a bunch of toys and stuff like that. I'm surprised. Do they? They don't have Lego? Maybe Lego has a separate section. The cooking stuff. Anyway, it's a hunt. Like I said, 150 some odd. I'm sorry, 200 plus deals. In USA Today Cyber Monday, I'll post a link in the blog associated with this podcast. You know, it's funny. I'm not really looking for anything except for one of those two Chromebooks. And even if I don't find it, it'll be like kind of It's kind of like the Lenovo Duet that I, you know, when it finally became available, it was a year old, and I said, I'll wait for the next model, which I now can't find.
I had something. I remember years ago, I had something very similar where it was a. It was when the first tablet convertibles were coming out, not the tablet PCs, but kind of the second generation of them, 2009, 2010, around there. And there was one I really wanted, and it was expensive, and I put it on my wish list, and I didn't really check on it that often, and eventually it just wasn't worth it anymore, and it was also impossible to get. So you can't wait too long. But good advice on checking the years, the model year and when something was released, because you might end up with something that looks like a really great deal that's pretty old, tech-wise. So using websites like Camel to look up price history on Amazon and Honey and other extensions. Yeah,
Camel
is a great service. It's just camel3times.com. But you can put in any Amazon product there. It'll give you a price history. It'll also let you know when there are drops. So if you say, you know what, I really would love to buy this at this price, you can tell it. Only let me know when this is at this price.
Huh.
So I've used that on things that I'm going to need, like tennis shoes or, clothing and stuff. It's, when this pack of socks goes on sale, let me know, and I'll pick it up then.
Right, right. Something it would be nice to have in some near future, but it's not critical. Not a critical path item. I've never heard of this, camelcamelcamel.com. And it's the list stuff, so I assume they have some kind of, I see their linkage. No, I don't actually. How do they make money? Because their Amazon links don't have I don't think they have. Yeah, they don't have any, whatchamacallit, associate key. Interesting. All right, camelcamelcamel.com. That's about all I got, John. I mean, it was great talking to Jack. You know, there's not a lot of news. I've run into a couple of weird things over the last week that I can't quite figure out yet. But I'll need to do more research and we can talk about it. One of the weird things, I'm not quite sure it's true or not. I think after the iOS 15 point something update, when you go into airplane mode, Bluetooth is left on by default, unless you turn it off. So I got to go check if that's really true or not. But that's what I've noticed. And not that I've been on airplanes, but sometimes, you know, for devices I don't use all the time, I'll put them in airplane mode to save battery when I'm not using them. The other thing I noticed, and I can't quite figure this out because it's not consistent, is I was on a Chromebook and I wanted to create a PowerPoint slide, and you know the apps no longer work, right? The native apps. So I was gonna use the online version of PowerPoint, and I do have a annual subscription to Office 365, and I could not create PowerPoint from the website. And then I went to another device and I could, so I can't quite figure out why I couldn't on one device and could another. I ended up using an iPad, which to create the PowerPoint and print it out. I needed to basically print a thank you note to put on a gift basket. So little quirky things like that I'm running into. I still got the first generation AirPod that I can't revive. It works for like 5 seconds and dies. But that's it. It's not that one's not critical path either. It's actually, I think my wife bought it. She gave it to our daughter. It's pooped out on her, so I bought our daughter a AirPod Pro just a few months ago. And I said, give me the old one, and I'll try to fix it. I mean, reset it and all that. But work. It may just be too far gone. And that's about it. Well, we're coming up. Let's see. Thanksgiving's done. We're coming up to the holiday seasons, depending which one you observe. And we shall see how it goes. Okay, anyway, MobileViews Podcast 384 is in the can. Thanks to our buddy Jack, and thanks to John, as usual. And we will talk to you next time.